from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
One of my favorite things that I'm pretty sure it was either he wrote it or him and his team wrote it, was the domino effect of the Chris Paul trade. What are you reacting to?
I didn't see some of these highlights of how she got the 19 assists.
Well, what are your thoughts?
That was crazy.
She went a little Tyrese on him?
We John Stockton the numbers or
even,
what?
It wasn't even a jump pass. She would jump stop 2 feet away from the basket and then kick out to the person for three.
Modern day NBA. WNBA. Wow.
You didn't see? Oh, I didn't know you didn't see those. Yeah. Hey, don't be. Hey, it's still 19 assists.
19 assists, 19 assists.
How do you think Hallie got to 23? How many shots did he pass up to get to 23?
Let's not act like Devin Booker wasn't getting fouled to get to 70. Hey,
didn't they lose?
They lost. Yeah, they were down by a lot, and they were just fouling at the end just so we could get to the the 70 or whatever.
That was crazy.
His doesn't count.
I'm sorry.
I hadn't
seen those.
In D-Lo's book of basketball, Devin Booker 70 doesn't count.
Bro, they went to Instagram. It's like, yeah, Devin Booker dropped 70 on you. You guys are losing. You're lost.
Just get your ass out of here.
He can spin the ball on his finger, though.
Oh, that is one of the funniest clips. Steph Curry being legitimately frustrated that he can't spin a ball on his finger is comedy.
No double teaming. How are we supposed to get better out here?
Oh, you got that too.
Damn, Dev. Damn.
You got that too.
Yeah. But, I just got distracted. Sorry.
It's fine. I don't even remember what we were talking
about. We were talking about Jim Rome and Bill Simmons writing and stuff
Bill
like that. And then Jimmy Kimmel writer, Jim Rome was, he's just a worker. His little tour stops were crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Like that was
Yeah, and I don't think the thing he did here was a tour stop. I think it was he definitely did. The thing I'm referring to, I don't think it was a tour stop.
He did a show, like he recorded a show from the studios?
Yeah, he did it live. And he didn't actually do it in the studio. We had an area similar to that. It was a little more closed off, but similar to the one we have out there. Mm-hmm. And people came in and he did basically what we're proposing for the 1,000th episode of the show. He did a live version of his show with the studio audience and that stuff.
Wow. Yeah, I like Jim Rohn. He's been around forever. Some of the people fill in for him, I'm not a fan of, but it's whatever.
Yeah, never have been.
It's whatever. He used to put like 50. Am I exaggerating and say he was filling up Argo Arena, or was it just the lower bowl with those tour stops?
I never went to one.
I didn't go either, but
Roddy might know.
Felt like he was putting like 15,000 in there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he was that dude for a minute.
I told you I went into I was just bored this past weekend, and I just put the network on and it played. Mm. And one of the things it was showing was like Macho Man and Liz. Mm. It was one of those like timeline shows that they have. WWE Network's actually created some great shows. They just created like four of them and then never made it like another episode
right.
again. But it got to Macho Man proposing to Elizabeth. Mm. And I always watched that with such fondness.
Were you there?
It was at Arco, yeah. Oh. It was a taping. It was like, it was in the third, like they used to tape like 4 hours of like superstars and all of that stuff all at once. Mm. And yeah, that was that.
Mm.
The Arco had a couple of pretty dope. They had a couple of pretty dope moments.
I'd say, what, they got a handful?
Yeah.
Dope moments. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't have like the Royal Rumble 93, which is just awful.
Yokozuna?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the first time the winner went to WrestleMania.
Mm.
But like the main event was like Razor versus Bret Hart.
There goes Bret Hart again.
He's listening, so you better text him. Don't text me. You better text him.
But that was the precursor to WrestleMania 9 and Caesars, right? Is that what that was? Because Yokozuna beats Bret Hart.
WrestleMania 9, yeah. Okay. Yeah, because the precursor to WrestleMania 10 was when Bret and Lex Luger both won the Royal Rumble.
There he goes again.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Hey, I don't even have a problem with some of these eye-rolling moments. He just keeps finding
a couple of them. He was the dude in like the worst time in wrestling. Or not worst time in wrestling, worst time in WWE.
His best time is when he went full Canadian.
Yep.
That was when he was
incredible.
Cooking.
Incredible. When he said the USA is shaped like one big toilet bowl. And if you gave the United States an enema, you'd stick the holes right here in Pittsburgh.
That's what he was cooking.
That was incredible.
That's what he was cooking. He should have got rid of the put his shades on the kid's face way earlier than what he did.
Oh, it was so good. Yeah, Bret killed that character in 97. Absolutely killed it.
And, Bret, 49ers fan. Shout out to him.
Word? Why?
I don't know. Yeah, I just know he's a 49ers fan. I don't know if he's always been one or his wife turned him into a 49ers fan.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
He, I watched, I started Receivers last night.
I haven't gotten
through that yet. Have you
watched it? I saw like the first half of the first show. And it's good so far.
For me, yeah, I didn't really have a lot of, because I didn't watch quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you
I wanted to go
watch.
Back and watch that too.
I didn't really have a lot of interest in it, but watch that. So, the intro from Randy Moss is fantastic. And the fact that he actually cuts off Peyton Manning to do the intro, I think is terrific. But it helped me because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into this. Mm-hmm. It started with essentially the whole first episode, most of the first episode at the least, is Debo and George Kittle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, this is kind of fire.
Yeah.
This is pretty dope.
It looks pretty good. Like I said, I haven't even finished the first episode, but that's how they tap in. I think they do a really good job with that. I saw like an episode or two of Quarterback, and I stopped watching, not for any particular reason, because I thought it was fine. Like Patrick Mahomes looked like he wanted to be anywhere, like at one of that scenes, he wanted to be anywhere other than at home with his family when they had like a party or whatever. Well, he's like, oh,
we know,
just
his
do
family,
whatever you
so.
Want to do.
Patch is chilling, drinking in the office room.
Well, that's what's funny about, you may not have gotten to this part about George Kittle's birthday.
Mm.
When he catches those three touchdown passes.
Yeah.
So they go back to his house and his wife had thrown him like a surprise party. Mm-hmm. And this is Bosa? Bosa's here, and then it cuts to George talking to the mic. It's like, yeah, or talking to the camera. Yeah, my wife threw the surprise party. She got Nick Bosa to come. Nick Bosa doesn't go anywhere, and it's so funny because he's like not on camera. It's like it's like, oh look, I'll do your stupid ass show, but you can't show my face. So it catches them hugging from the back, and I swear it never shows like Nick Bosa on camera. It's terrific. But
do not put me on this show.
But the point is like the show's really good. Like it was surprisingly good.
Or
surprisingly for me, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if I
definitely want to watch Quarterback, definitely want to watch Receiver, and I'm assuming before the NBA season the basketball one should be coming out.
Yeah, did I just read like, and this should be an absolute no surprise to anybody, that Anthony Edwards is the star of that.
Oh, man.
Like, he is, Like, you walk away from that going, yeah, he's the dude.
Yeah, I can imagine. But we mentioned it also. We've liked the NBA, but Domas
is a part of that. Yeah, yeah.
So they followed all these people this past season, I think.
So far, I started episode two, but wound up just like, I'll do this later.
Is that
later.
The Devontae episode?
So Devontae's a part of it. Like, Justin Jefferson's really heavily featured at the start. And I can't remember if I'm on Ross St. Brown is the first episode or the second, but
he's
like
the
it
first,
kind of
because that's
he's
when
the first.
I turned
okay.
it off. Like, okay. No shade to him, but that's yeah. I was almost falling asleep because it was 1 a.m. and I was like, nah.
I was almost falling asleep too. It was almost 9. No, I'm just kidding.
I turned up because I don't want to miss this. This is good, so I'll just turn it off and come back to it. So, but that he's on the first episode.
Yeah, so they use the I got to get out of here before I get killed line as a teaser for the next episode. So it's like, all right. and shout out to Devontae and his representatives. Devontae was on Club Shay Shay.
I saw that he was on there. I didn't
yeah,
see
yeah, I haven't see seen it either, but I saw a quote from it, and mm-hmm. okay, this is clearly new. Or I take that back. I don't know if it was Club Shay Shay or he was just talking to Shannon Sharp. I mm-hmm. thought it was Club Shay Shay. Mm-hmm. I interlinked the two as being the same thing when he talked to Shannon Sharp. But he's never, with the exception of after he got murdered on a football field, has never said, I want out of the Raiders. Like, he's yeah. repeatedly said, I'm committed to the Raiders. His representatives have said the same thing. I made the mistake of turning Get Up on Monday morning. And your boy spent a solid 10 minutes talking about Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams being reunited in New York. And this was after his agent was like, no, he's not pursuing a trade. The Raiders haven't informed us of trade talk. Like, he's not going anywhere. He's a Raider.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
Come on. I try to defend, dude, but come on, man.
Bro, that's lazy. Just say you have nothing to talk about then.
Good morning. Or as Colin says, shut up.
Well, at least he didn't say, first of all, watch your mouth, and you just called me dude.
I love that Dan Patrick is super cranky in his old age. I love that. I'm going to play that David Griffin clip for you. Come hell or high water.
And by the way, I just want to say I feel like a jackass because I defended Jimmy G for a long time. And then when he got off the Niners, I actually saw who he really was. And he's not good.
I'm not going to repeat this because I know better. But Soren, that is the most greeny line ever. You got to go to the chat to see it because I know better than
Soren,
to repeat
chill,
it.
Bro, chill.
And just to be clear, is Kyle in there? Can Kyle hear me? Are you asking if we're talking about the Republican National Convention? Is that what that text means? Absolutely not. I don't care who's speaking at the Republican National Convention tonight. I'm not talking about it. No, you can shout back if you want to. Go ahead. No, it's fine. We're going. Go ahead. Shout back. Kyle Mattson, ladies and gentlemen.
All I heard you say was, Nick Bosa's here.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, there's a lot of sack leaders that might end up there. Pause.
All right. We'll be back. I guess he paused it, so it's fine. Go to commercial.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Can I
suggest something real quick? Just real quick.
Yeah, Matt George will be here in an hour. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's why I want to suggest this. I don't want to get too close to Matt George.
Oh, you want
to
bring things up now?
Wow. Yeah.
Bring it up now. Get out the way.
Yeah. I don't want to.
First of all, pause. But go ahead.
Well, I said in this subject, I got cut off. But
I didn't hear that part. All I heard is you don't want to get too close to Matt George. I don't know what Matt George ever did to you.
Matt George. Last week when you were gone, he was, I think, on vacation or something like that. And I was just trying to plan out the show because I had, just in case he wasn't able to, I was going to have somebody coming on. I said, hey, Matt, you're going to be able to come on the show? And he goes, man, you know, I'm going to be with the family. That's what happened. He was supposed to, originally we had talked about him coming in all day. And I checked and he was like, man, you know, it's crazy week with DeMar and everything and I'm with the family that day, so I won't be able to do that. I was like, no worry, don't trip, it's good. And then I texted him, I was like, hey, were you like out for the whole day or for your or just like being here longer than your segment? He's like, oh man, you know, I'm gonna try to make it happen because, I don't wanna let you down or anything like that. And I text him back, I'm like, yeah, it would be pretty effed up if you let me down that way, bro. So I'm just saying. That's it, man. I'm messing with you, dog. Don't even try. He's like, no, I'm gonna try. I said, I'm joking, bro. I'm literally joking. I just want to see, you know, I'm trying to plan it out. So I didn't want to actually plan somebody being there and you expected to be there.
Right.
So I was just checking, but I was messing with him real quick. I was like, yeah, man, it'd be pretty messed up if you left me hanging like that, dog.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, I'm gonna try. I said, man, I'm messing with you, dog. I'm chilling. But the A's. I got hyped up, man.
Yeah.
When I saw that.
Oh, this is why you wanted to keep it away from Matt George. I got you. Yeah, I got you. Good thinking.
Did you see the video?
No, I didn't see the video. I saw the schedule from you.
The A's put out one of those like schedule release videos, and they're going all around Sacramento. They're hitting like all these little hot spots.
Play it?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Give me a second.
Sorry,
Griff. Like, I don't know if that's ever gonna. Well, I think he just
is. Oh, no.
No, he's here.
Oh, no. Marvin Bagley.
So
keep days in Oakland.
So I got this clip about Brandon Ingram.
I say this all the time. I'm trying to be understanding of Oakland fans are losing a team. Mm-hmm. But I'm also from Sacramento, and this is one of the coolest things that's ever happened to this city. The schedule came out. I text my wife. I said, yo, the Yankees are here on a weekend. And she's like, that's Mother's Day weekend. I'm like, oh, man.
She's got a shot at Aaron Judge now for Mother's Day.
Well, settle down.
That's what she was thinking.
I ain't worried about it on Aaron Judge. As long as the Yankees don't sign Serge Ibaka or Dom Kennedy, I'm fine. There's no issue. But I was like, the Giants are going to be here 4th of July weekend. That's going to be crazy.
This is tough.
It starts with the.
I got it.
Look, that first clip, so little thing, that's got a fire ride.
I'm gonna put this up on the screen as is because it's the first thing I noticed. Because I was like, what did they do with this?
Oh, that's got a fire. Oh my gosh, I'm kind of hyped.
You see, they cut the comments off.
Oh, they've been doing that for like 9 months.
Stop cutting the comments off.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, they put.
Oh yeah.
On their Twitter account, that's going to be tough. And
they did that about 9 months ago. Now you can still quote tweet, though, and they get lit up in the quote tweets. Oh, that look, come on, man. That's, I ain't going to lie to you. Come on, man.
Hold on.
Jesse, you see it.
Man. I'm scared,
Casey. I don't want to say no.
I just want to see. Are we up? I just want to see the quote tweets first. They actually did a promo video to play in a AAA park. You can't make this stuff up.
See, and that's what makes me want to curse people out sometimes. Like, I could say some mean stuff to the last dive bar. I'm not going to do it because I got respect for the situation.
Flexing a downgrade is just odd.
Is it really?
Well, there's Matt George.
What does that one say?
The Sutter Health Park, the AAA ballpark, the A's will call home for the next three seasons at least. Got 8 seconds of airtime. The Golden One Center was shown more. I can't believe they made the Stomper guy wander around in 117 degrees.
That person has a good point.
No, that's
that person
funny.
Has a good point.
That's a good one right there.
That's fair.
That's a good one.
I'd like to commend the creative team with the Athletics on a great video that will get absolutely shredded on the quote tweets due to their owner being a weasel.
Well, it's not wrong. That was accurate.
Knowing how cheap this team is, they shot this amateur video in 115 degree weather and made Stomper walk in downtown. welcome to Sacramento. Get hyped. But not enough to call them the Sacramento A's or turn the replies on. But we are so hyped.
Replies ain't coming on, I'll tell you that. It ain't happening.
What kind of bootleg music is this?
Oh, no. Now they attack the production of the music. Well,
tweets are a little kind of fire.
We should call them the Oakland Athletics of Sacramento just to annoy them.
See, this is what happens. Like the Casey Pratts and the Last Dive Bar, they're like, oh, downgrade is a stadium and a AAA ballpark. If I wanted to be a jackass, I'm like, bro, they got 9 people that go to the games in Oakland. Let's just call it what it is. Nobody going to show up. Bro, they got 7 people that go to those games. 6 of them are fans of the other team. But I ain't going to say that. I ain't going to say it.
Don't say that.
I ain't going to say that.
I think you're the only one who had a positive quote tweet.
I probably am. It's very cool for the city. I hate that.
Ben Verlander just quote tweeted, LOL. Yeah. Well, here's what I'll say to all of them. With all due respect, kiss my ass.
Pretty much.
Here's the video. Now, the user who pointed out the music might have had a point.
Know what this is. This isn't exactly
you get this from the Odyssey Lab?
I was going to say, this is an Odyssey music special right here.
That's not exactly the new hit from Young Zell.
Go ahead and turn that.
At the Crest Theater.
Oh,
come on, man.
The...
That's Sacramento.
Okay, yeah.
Cubs are coming to town. There are going to be so many Cubs fans.
There is a lot of Golden One Center in this.
Old Sack, poor guys.
Oh, he has
sweat.
To be. He has to be
burning
up.
You see Stomper drop during the video?
Oh, man.
The Phillies are coming to town. Oh, boy. The Phillies are coming to town. Jesus.
So I'll say this so far. How far in are we? We're about halfway through. We're a little over. He hasn't. They haven't ventured very far. They made it over to the Capitol. They stayed within like a. They stayed within like a 5-block radius.
Oh, where you want them to go? Meadowview Community Center.
What Meadowview do to you?
Nothing. I got love for Meadowview.
Where's the Memorial Auditorium?
A little further downtown. Yeah, they should have been in there. Jazz Alley. Shout out.
Very nice. And now, that's a hell of a drink. Do that's, that. AC that's, Live.
That's whatchamacallit, right? That's
that
the,
look
the
like
hotel,
a,
the Hyatt, huh? The Hyatt
Centric, is that the Hyatt?
I think it was.
Oh, there's the bridge again.
And there's the hot Stomper.
There's the park. Oh,
Stomper is on his last leg. Did you see him going up those steps?
Well, it's hot, Casey. They made him shoot this in 117 degrees.
He's on his last leg.
I bet you that suit stinks.
Can you name all three of those guys right there?
Is Mason Miller there?
Hold on, let me go back.
Let me see. I might be
Come
able
on,
to.
Man. Really?
Oh, that's hating.
Okay, well, the watch again
that's
thing
Butler.
Isn't.
The black guy is Butler, I believe.
No, that's the, he's got.
No, this is great. No, good.
He's one of the
Sacramento A's.
Isn't that Butler?
Ellie something, I think. No, not Ellie. It's,
rookie?
Yes, the rookie. We were talking about him earlier this year.
I don't think I know. Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but okay.
I'm getting mixed up with the dude from the Reds. That's not his name.
Our new game. Who's the black guy on the Sacramento A's?
I don't know. He plays for the A's. What more do you want from me?
Right. I know my boy Mason Miller. I know that. And I think that is that Butler, guys?
I don't know. I can't even see that. I just realized bro ain't even got a number.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They couldn't afford a number?
Like, bro ain't even on the team. They just found a black guy and gave him an A shirt. My man ain't even got a number.
Not going to lie, this is crazy.
Oh, man.
Okay, they're saying it's Butler. I was thinking of Ruiz. It's not Ruiz.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I do know who you're talking about.
It's Steve Ruiz.
He's a bad boy, too. He can go.
Yeah.
I don't know who that guy on the right was.
I don't know what I think about that video.
You ain't feeling it?
If we're being honest,
Yeah.
It was kind of like a, visit us downtown Sacramento, commercial type. It wasn't.
Oh, it was definitely from Visit Sacramento.
Like it was
who
kind of
I
like,
love, by the way. I love our people.
Well, I don't mean like Sacramento. Them. I mean trying to come to Sacramento.
Yeah, that's not them specifically. It felt like Visit Sacramento produced that, and I don't know that they needed to put that out.
Well,
the music wasn't great.
It was tough. They should have called us. We could have linked them with Young Zell. Hell, Young Zell's video with Benzito Tacos
that's
was better.
Been in the video.
Yeah, that's a shoot.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, Matt, settle down. We purposely did this an hour before you got here.
Close your eyes, Matt.
In hopes you were doing something else. Matt's using all caps. Ramsey about to get Matt because Matt used all caps in the chatty house.
And then I would have been like, oh, so we're just going to show the Oakland Coliseum then, huh? If we stayed in Oakland, that's what we're going to show.
Yeah, but we're not going to say that.
I ain't going to say that, man. I ain't going to say it. I like Major League Baseball coming to Sacramento.
I do too.
That's kind of where my mind is. And unfortunately for A's fans, it involves the A's, but I like Major League Baseball coming to Sacramento.
The game 916 says, dang, Matt's typing in his angry voice. And David Jackson shares our sentiments in that we all love Matt George.
All of us.
Matt says he's not coming on the show, and that's not true. Matt will be with us in 45 minutes. I don't really like it, but it's cool. Poor Stomper though.
I did not like.
With that said though, to what, like, I'm excited for Major League Baseball in Sacramento.
When I saw the schedule.
That's pretty dope.
These guys are coming to town. This is going to be awesome. They got things they got to figure out, obviously.
They got a lot of things to figure out.
Yeah, to see those the Yankees, to start with the Cubs. I look at it for what it is. It's going to be a lot of opposing teams, crowds all throughout there. There's going to be a bunch of Cubs fans. There's going to be a bunch of Yankees fans, Giants fans, all that other stuff. That sucks for the A's, but yeah, it's going to be filled to the brim.
Let's get Buddha in here. 916-909-1320. Buddha, what's up, baby?
How y'all doing, man?
We good, bro. How you doing?
Hey, bro, I'm doing amazing, bro. I ain't talked to y'all boys in a minute. I had to tap back in, man. I missed y'all, man.
Hey, man, I missed you, bro. Too, dog.
Yes, sir.
Nah, for sure, man. But, shoot, I ain't talked to y'all since the DeMar trade happened. So, man, say y'all got a big thing. Boys' offense going to be basically unstoppable for real. So, I can't wait till the season get here because for DeMar, he played like Kobe. He got that midi knocked down automatic, and then he got the crazy footwork, and he shot 40% from the corner. So he really is a perfect fit. Now Fox can go crazy. You already know he a monster. Sabonis. So, like, man, open up for Keegan to do what he do. You ain't got to rush him. So I feel like it's big things about to happen in Sacramento now.
Let me ask you something real quick. We know you're a big proponent of getting Kyle Kuzma. Is this – like, if Kuzma doesn't come and DeRozan was the move, you good with that? Is that a good replacement for Kuz, in your opinion?
Yeah, man. I ain't going to lie. I'm, like you said, love Kuz, but DeRozan, he can do everything that you need. You just need a little bit more size, man. But, hey, I think Keegan can hold it down for a little bit. But I think we need another center or something else off the bench, a little bit more help. Like, maybe – I'm thinking like a Dame Jones, because when he was here 2 years ago, he gave us blocks. He was an underrated passer. He was switchable. He guarded LeBron closing the game sometime. He played over Lynn. Lynn was here when he was here. So I feel like he'd be an upgrade over Lynn, because when Sabonis went down, Dame, he was averaging 17-7, 2 assists, 1 block. Like, he was doing numbers for us. So I feel like he went with the Lakers to get starting time and a little bit extra money. But that boy, I think if he come back to Sacramento, we'll open arms to him, man.
I like Damon Jones. Buddha, he's in the cards, but
yeah, Buddha always, I think he's on to something about, you know, another center on the way. But whenever we talk to Buddha, I want to remind people that you can go to crystalnugs.com. Oh. they have a beautiful storefront.
They got you.
Down on J Street, but they also deliver. So just go to crystalnugs.com and they'll just drop it off right at your door. I don't know why. I'm just reminded. I just, every time I hear Buddha, I was like, let me tell everybody about Crystal Nugs. That's good people right there.
Hey, man. Like I said, it's just something that just sparks something.
Something. I don't know what it is. Just every time I hear Buddha, I just want to remind you about Crystal Nugs. That's. Use the code word Buddha. Check out. See if anything happens. I'm not counting on anything happening, but try it.
Tell him Buddha sent you.
That's terrific. That is terrific.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I like the idea of Damon Jones.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's on anybody's radar, though. Like, he's borderline out of the league, so. But that's a good suggestion, I think.
Yeah, I still think I still think there's some movement on the roster ahead. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's any groundbreaking movement. And this seems like as good of a time as any is to play this stupid clip that I've been talking about for hours. I have to. Here we go. I had to get off all this Oakland A's stuff that we had here. But this is from SiriusXM. Dave Griffin, he just used some really interesting wording when it came to Brandon Ingram. It's about a 2-minute clip, but it speaks to something we were talking about yesterday. Mm-hmm. When we were talking about the first apron, the second apron, and how we were talking about what we think the crux of James Dolan's true frustration is with the media rights deal and our regional sports networks. It's really these aprons and the fact that he finally is in an opportunity. He finally has a team where he can buy guys to come play for it, but the salary cap and the CBA won't allow him. Here's David Griffin, and Brandon Ingram will be a focal point of this answer, so take a listen.
So I think from a relationship standpoint, we've been really clear we prefer Brandon stay with us, and Brandon's been pretty clear he prefers to stay with us. At the same time, there is a financial reality to this, and where I think we can go in terms of keeping this group together might not be as far as he and his agency would like us to be able to go. And so for now, we're going to play it out. And I think we're committed to each other. I think we're committed to seeing if this team can work in a way that makes it make sense. You know, we're not in a market where we get to be wrong. You know, unfortunately, right now in the NBA, a lot of markets and the person, and you know this, Ryan, the person in your position has to make decisions or they don't. In some markets, you don't have to make any decisions. You get a max, and you get a max, and you get a max, and you hoard talent. We're not that market. So we're going to have to make sure the fit is right, and we're going to have to make sure that we can keep the group together. So if there's a way we can do that with Brandon in a sustainable way, we want to do it. And I think he feels the same.
Do you feel his value around the league is high? Are there a bunch of interested teams in him?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I would have told you that coming into the offseason, his value was incredibly high, and he was one of the players that everybody on our team, or everybody asked our team about. I think what happens is, and Ryan, you know this really well, when you don't have to pay them, you want all of them.
Right.
And then when you actually have to hand them $50 million a year, mechanically it gets complicated. And so I think one of the things that's fascinating about this new CBA is the teams that benefit the most from a player like a Brandon Ingram are teams like ours that think we're a Brandon Ingram away from being a championship caliber team. Mechanically, this CBA doesn't allow most of them to make a trade. So this is the first market in the first year that I think you're ever going to see that. There are a lot of guys that are mechanically incapable of being traded. And Brandon's somebody, fortunately, we have no real desire to trade, so it doesn't matter. But I think at the end of the day, that's going to be something that becomes more common.
We'll end it right there. David Griffin talking about the general manager of the New Orleans Pelicans, talking about the challenges of the collective bargaining agreement, but specifically talking about Brandon Ingram. So we talked about this yesterday and how, you know, not that long ago when there was a player like Brandon Ingram available, you'd have teams that would line up and their salary cap really didn't matter. If you could acquire him and you could re-sign him, obviously the rules of re-signing one of your own players were a little bit different. And it's kind of that market thing where he was talking about, where you get a max, you get a max, you get a max. He didn't say the Golden State Warriors, but essentially his point was, when you're a big market, when you're making money, when you're making runs in the playoff, you can afford to just shell out as much money as you want to. And we said earlier this week that no one wants to take on Brandon Ingram and the upcoming contract and the apron restrictions that it will likely put you at, unless you believe he's the guy who's going to put you in the title conversation. Not a playoff contention, not a good second. Like, if we acquire Brandon Ingram today, we believe we can compete with the top two or three teams in our conference. We believe that we could be an NBA champion. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why you see, and I don't, with all due respect to be, I don't think teams feel that way. I think it's because now if you have Brandon Ingram's talents with no red flag, no warts, mm-hmm. to use the line we've been using all offseason. If you have Brandon Ingram with no warts, everyone will love the talent, mm-hmm. but that's not how it works. The warts come with that $205 million, which I think is the number. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we're seeing Brandon Ingram stuck in New Orleans.
I heard a lot of different things in that clip from David Griffin. And much like I talk about with who was the guy? Brandon Ayuk. I was talking about Brandon Ayuk in that interview and stuff like that. And I was like, I can feel some type of way about some of the things he said, but he is being honest, mm-hmm. so I respect that. Kind of feel the same thing with this Griff interview. Mm-hmm. I can feel some type of way about some of the things he said.
Some of the verbiage?
Yeah. But he was being honest, and that's what we asked for.
Well, I don't, yeah.
Well, he was speaking candidly.
Yeah, yeah.
And cryptic, but candidly, right? But, yeah, like he, I one of the cryptic things he said, is to a certain degree talk to Brandon Ingram in that clip, in my opinion. It's like, you want this, you're not gonna get it out there, and we're not gonna give it to you either. Mm-hmm. So you need to take what we come to the table with or what we are negotiating, because you think you're getting $40, $50 million a year.
Yeah.
You're not getting it.
And the fact that it hasn't happened yet, I think that helps Griff's point. Mm-hmm. Like if there was a team, you'd be gone. Mm-hmm. Like the trade would have been executed. If there was a team who felt that way about you, it would have already been done. Mm-hmm. The hang up, I don't think, is acquiring Brandon Ingram or what New Orleans wants for Brandon Ingram. It's what comes next. It's the fact that we have to give up players or draft assets for a player who we have to re-sign. Mm-hmm. That's the huge point in all this. We have to re-sign him. Can't re-sign him for that. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know so much if that's a Brandon Ingram flaw or if it's what Griff was talking about right there. It's the new collective bargaining agreement.
Mm-hmm. I think... I do think people are selling Brandon Ingram a little short around the league. Like, I think they are.
I disagree. I don't think they're selling him short. I think everyone knows what Brandon Ingram is. I think I think everyone believes Brandon Ingram is very, very good. Mm-hmm. I think because of the restrictions that they now face, the warts are far more concerning than they were a couple of years ago. Mm. And he used it as, oh, you can't do that here in New Orleans. You can't do it anywhere. You can't make a mistake with this contract because you're financially, not only financially buried, because that used to be the big thing. Oh, you're just paying all of these taxes. Now you can't get buyout players. Now you lose your mid-level. Now you lose so many things that could help cushion a potential bad signing. Mm-hmm. You lose all those things if you're over, you know, these certain aprons.
Who would, like, be in danger of that, though? Like, the Kings probably would be.
The Kings would be. But who's Brandon Ingram been linked to?
Like, I think about it like this. If I was OKC.
I think there was I believe there was Utah. I believe, but I don't know.
If I was OKC, I'd try to go get Brandon Ingram.
I'm going to need you to elaborate on that. We'll come back. Matt George has cooled down. He's going to join us in about 30 minutes. We'll talk Kings basketball with Matt George, and we'll continue this conversation here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and KC on the home for Sacramento Sports Talk, ESPN 1320.
KC here from D'Lo and KC, and guys, I know as we get a little older, we start to see different changes with our body that we aren't necessarily always comfortable talking about. Whether it's low testosterone, which includes a lack of energy, decreased libido, increased belly fat, all of those things need to be addressed and talked about. That's why when I went over to Revive Men's Health, I couldn't have been more satisfied with the time they took with me and the information they gave. At Revive Men's Health, they specialize in-person and virtual care so you can receive care where, when, and how you prefer. Whether you're 25 or 75, they have treatments and custom programs to help you reach your health and wellness and performance goals. And right now, for a limited time only, Revive is offering an exclusive offer to my listeners. Qualified patients get up to $150 off their treatment when you mention my ad. Plus, it's free to get started with a free testosterone level check and exam. Call 916-665-0055. That's 916-665-0055. Or send them a private message at revivemenshealth.com.
Giants are grown at Sutter Health Park. The Sacramento Rivercats continue to fast-track talent to San Francisco, and you have the chance to see them here in Sactown first. Visit rivercats.com for a Health Park. The Sacramento Rivercats continue to fast-track talent to San Francisco, and you have the chance to see them here in Sactown first. Visit rivercats.com for a promo schedule, team news, and to purchase tickets. We'll see you at the ballpark.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Mom, it's school shopping time.
On it. Ooh, Target has select supplies like crayons and glue sticks for 25 cents, plus markers for 50 cents.
Next, my new Rockstar vibe means new clothes.
Ooh, totally. These graphic tees are $6 and made to last.
And a strawberry lunch bag to match my sweet personality.
Got it. And it's only $5. Let's get your favorite Good & Gather snacks. They're now at a new lower price.
Best team ever.
When it comes to low prices, Target has your back to school.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm a very active person that likes to move around and go. The pain I was in was really excruciating. It was actually debilitating. I was basically heading towards a sedentary lifestyle. I had really tried everything, but I quickly lost hope with all of the things that we had tried, and that's what led me to the Good Feet store. And when I found the Good Feet system, it really just changed everything. It brought me back to life. I have my active lifestyle back.
Visit the Good Feet store in Sacramento, Roseville, and Vacaville.
This is D-Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
I don't mind bringing that conversation to the air either. Cap City asks us in the chatty house, brought to you by Matthews Mattress. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find one of the 10 locations nearest you. He asked if Devin Carter was a bad move by Monty. I mean, we could have had a guy who's healthy and shoots the lights out in Dalton Connect. And no, I absolutely don't think Devin Carter was a bad move. But again, like you want to be able to. And I assume the crux of that question from Cap City was Devin Carter a bad move because he can't play? Was Devin Carter a bad move because he's having surgery? Devin Carter might have been a bad move because of the conversation we had with Trista Crick the other day and how he had a little bit of a weird demeanor. But. All kidding aside, like, no, I don't think it's a bad move. I think Monty is looking for a specific type of player. I think Devin Carter fit that. And if you got to wait a couple of months for him to get worked into this rotation, I don't think that's that big of a deal. I think the Kings got a lot to figure out over the course of the next, over the course of the first couple of months of the season. And Devin Carter, you know, stepping into that later in the season, I don't think is a big deal. Kenny's mic will never stop making that noise, by the way, no matter what we do. 916-909-1320 if you want to get in on these phone lines. Our man Lewis here. Lewis, what up?
Hey.
Hey, brothers. Hi, hey. Can you guys hear me okay?
We got Absolutely. You, my man.
All right. Okay, got it. Hey, so listen, I wanted to talk a little WNBA. I've been a big fan of the WNBA really since 05, even before then, when the Monarchs came to town and so forth, and we're working so well, right? So mm-hmm. with Caitlin Clark and Ms. Reese, I'm just so excited. I'm so happy to see the league getting attention, the attention that it deserves. These ladies, man, if y'all don't understand or know how serious they are, how talented they are, how skilled they are, it's great because now people are starting to actually tune in and they're seeing some of the stuff. But I had a little funny little story. Now, this goes back 20 years, back to 2005, but I lived in an apartment complex that was near the arena, and many of the Monarchs lived there, including Tisha Pinatero. Mm. And one day, they had a pool party, and I'm going to tell y'all fellas out there, it's some eye candy, and I fell in love with Nicole Powell. I fell in love with her. Nicole Powell, if you're out there, baby, call me.
No, okay. No, Lewis. No, you're not hitting on Nicole Powell on this show. Absolutely
Come
not.
On.
First of all, we now know Lewis likes the light-skinned girls. Nicole Powell, Stanford grad, could shoot the lights out. Hella mean, by the way. Just mean for no goddamn reason. Just mean. Nicole Powell could shoot the lights out.
Lewis said, call me, baby.
No, Lewis. No, don't nobody. Lewis. How are you going to start the call talking about the WNBA and how happy you are that people are watching and then transition into eye candy at a pool party? Lewis, was you invited to the pool party?
Now, I will say this. Two things can be equally true. We can love watching these women play basketball, and they could be very attractive women. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing.
We love their game, and that's a pretty woman there. Nicole Powell, head coach at UCR.
Nicole Powell being a head coach is one of the wildest things I can remember.
He said he fell in love.
Well, it happens to all of us. I found a picture of Angel Reese yesterday. I fell in love too. Hey, Lewis, it happens. It happens. Appreciate you, Lewis. When Lewis said, I got a story in this 20, I was like, oh, man. How long before Matt gets here? About a half hour? All right. Hopefully we get to the...
that could have been my break to get up.
Shout out to the Real Brothers of Sacramento. Well, you saw I was able to eat my orange. I knew Lewis was going to cook for a little bit. Shout out to the Real Brothers of Sacramento.
Yeah, man.
Who's the other one? Titus?
Titus, yeah. Titus. Lewis and Titus.
Lewis and Titus.
Every day at 356.
Lewis, you got to pull up to the 1,000
show. Yeah, Lewis got to come up, man. Come on, big dog. I gotta sit there. I gotta take a picture with Lewis, man. Titus too. Buddha, you pull up too, dog.
Everybody pull up. We just need to know who's gonna pull up. That's all we're gonna have to have like a RSVP thing here for the 1,000th episode of D'Lo and Casey coming up on Wednesday, August 21st. Damn. We're gonna try to get you food too. I was thinking of sending an email. Oh boy, Brett. Where would we be without Brett Barish?
I mean, it's a major part of the story.
Shoot a little email, say, hey, we're celebrating episode number 1,000. Mm-hmm. One, you have something we like to celebrate with.
Yes, sir.
Two, can we get about 5-10 minutes of your time?
Hey.
Gonna have to send Jesse into the studio to man the.
No, legit. I have to talk to John because I think I only have like one dump button before it reloads. Like it's not gonna work. Okay, like we need more than 8 seconds, pal.
We'll let Brett know. We'll let Brett.
Yes, send the message out. We'll get that worked out.
I mean, come on now. If we can talk to Brett, that's Mando. That's Mando.
Yeah. I think we need to do that. Yeah. I think we need to do that.
Do we get Danny in San Francisco in there? The one who started it? Eldon Drake threw that in the chat.
I don't know if we could. I don't know if anybody can get
a hold
of him.
Too big time.
Yeah, he might be. He might be.
If we let him know now.
Yeah, we have to. You know what we have to do? We have to send him a calendar invite. That's how you get through to management in Odyssey is you send them a calendar invite. So maybe Daddy would carve out a few minutes for us.
Yeah.
Collins asked if we invite Bonte. Well, Bonte could show up. I think Bonte probably going to be busy that day.
Probably. But he can pull up. Bonte and Butch, man. Come on, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So let's think of let's we can see what Marshall's doing. He probably I don't think Draper can come on.
Why not?
Well, maybe he can. Maybe he's not busy. Drapes used to be on the show all the time.
Drapes used to pull up on us, man. He had viral moments. You know what I'm saying?
Like, maybe we could get the Louis Vuitton Don to come through and spend a few minutes with us.
Absolutely. Louis Vuitton Don.
We'll work on it. We'll work on it. We'll make it worth it for anyone who comes in for the live show. We'll make it worth it. Do we have anything else on Brandon Ingram? We were talking about the complexities of that deal and some of the things David Griffin said. I think the term Griff used, which is what really caught my attention, is... he's mechanically impossible to trade.
That was kind of wild.
I don't even know what does mechanically impossible to trade means. To be a jerk, I think I understand what he's trying to say. Mm-hmm. The mechanics of a deal for a player the caliber of Brandon Ingram. Mm-hmm. And so you factor that in, and then you have a team that has to give up those assets to acquire him. And then pay him with the restrictions that they're facing or would be facing if they acquire him. Now, because there aren't many, I mean, San Antonio, Detroit, spot.
Detroit.
Are teams that have money to spend. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's another one or two, but when you're talking about like the caliber of Brandon Ingram money per year, like that's a big investment. In Detroit, there's no point in them doing this.
Right.
San Antonio, I actually wouldn't hate San Antonio, but
be a good look. I
don't know.
I was trying to think of teams that might do it. I kept coming back to this one team, and I just don't know. I wonder if Charlotte would do it. Because the way I look at it is, if you're a quote-unquote winning team or something like that, then you have, like the Kings, for instance. You've got, I'm not, you can look at them as a winning team or not, but I'm just saying there's a team that's on the doorstep, and because of that, you've got guys that you've got to pay. To Griff's point, you probably wouldn't do that. But if you're a Charlotte, if you're a Washington, even if you are a Detroit, you don't have a lot of guys that you're paying. You've got cap space. Why not see if Brandon Ingram is one of the guys that can help turn your program around and essentially maybe get you into the playoffs or be the stepping stone for something bigger than that? And Utah fits in that role as well. I don't know if he'd want to go to Utah, but like, something like that. I wonder. To be honest with you, and it may be a risk because of some of the awards he has. If I was the Clippers, I'd look into it. I'd look into acquiring Brandon Ingram, and then
Brandon Ingram with the Los Angeles Clippers make him a title contender.
Maybe.
See, I don't think that could be the answer.
But they have, well, now they don't. I was thinking they have room before the second apron, but I think if they re-sign him, they'd go into second apron territory. Mm-hmm. So that's what kind of puts a kibosh on that idea. But I said OKC before the break.
That's right. That is what you said. I don't like that. Like, why? What would be the benefit in that for Oklahoma City?
They need another bucket getter. Maybe they believe that Jalen Williams is that, but that's where they faltered in the playoffs last year. And if they don't fix it, they may have the, like, a lot of people are like, oh man, they're big on OKC being the one seed again or being clearly the best team in the West, mm-hmm. and they don't find another person outside of SGA that can get them a bucket. When things start to slow down in the playoffs, they'll be out in the first or second round again. And they didn't address that this offseason. And that's maybe they're looking at it and they're like, nah, Jalen, he'll be much better this time around. And that's a fair way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
He might be much better. But I think they definitely need another creator and shot maker. On that roster.
Okay.
So, and that's where Brandon Ingram will come in.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all. I was just curious your line of thinking. And I also wonder, you know, we played that clip of Griff. Like, what leverage does Griff have in a trade conversation now? Like, buddy, hey, as a journalist, appreciate the transparency. As a fellow general manager, I'd urge you to please shut the hell up. Because I'm not sure, like, what you basically said. One of your biggest trade assets, or your biggest trade asset, doesn't have a market.
That's what I'm about to say. But it isn't worth that much. That's essentially what you said. And like,
since he's not worth that much, how about 2 second rounders and a.
And it's like he was basically saying, like, to a certain degree, he's like, yeah, Brandon Ingram's not the guy that's going to get you into a championship conversation.
I don't know that I heard that part in there. But we could be saying the same exact thing in different ways, because mm-hmm. I don't want to make that trade and go into the second apron if I don't think he's a championship. If I don't think he makes us a championship contender, and no team has made that trade to go acquire him, and I think that's part of the reason why. Otherwise, James Dolan would have already got him. Just kept bitching about it.
Yeah. But it looks like he's going to stay. Looks like he's going to stay.
And we'll Is that weird?
Out. Yeah, very. And we'll see how that plays out.
Like, then what? Like, he has a year left on his deal. He stays, then what?
he's going to make a low ball offer of like $20 to $30 million a year. That's what Griffin's going to do.
Or you trade him in February. And then a team goes, I don't care about next year because I'm not giving you very much.
Right.
Well, I'm trading to.
And the price is going to have to change.
Yeah, I'm going to trade. I'm gonna trade for him for the next 3 months. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You do whatever you want to after that.
That's when he comes to Sacramento.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
I don't think they got enough anymore to make that happen.
I think there might be more to it than that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.